Amar Shmuel, Ein Arosh, Poiter Ben Afolim. The Arosh doesn't part of Ben Afolim. Basically, normally the head is considered a leder, but by a nafel, a child who is not yet developed, so even if the head comes out, it doesn't part. It's not considered a leder. Normally we say a head is a leder. By a nafel, the head is not considered a leder. My time it. What's the reason why it's not a leder? Because the posuk from which we learn out that the head has a chashivus is talking about a posuk with somebody that has life. Kol hashem nishmas lo chayim ba'apov. Kol heicho de nishmas lo chayim ba'apov hu duchoshev reishi. Iduch lo choshev reishi. Only somebody who's considered a bar kayama, alive, a chai, so his head is choshev. A person who's not, his head is not choshev. Still mashma, you could have a leder, but the head loses its choshevus. The head, which normally would give a choshevus, loses its choshevus. Tanan, it says, Klaron our Mishnah, L'chor, not like Shmuel. Habach ha'nefolim she'yotza roi she'chai, b'ntisha she'yotza roi she'meis, p'toni mi'es reisha. It says clearly that the head is considered a leder if it's alive. Even it's not a bar kayam, even though it's a nafel, that's considered already enough of a leder that the one after is no longer b'chol. Zok de Gemara, my reisha rubah. Doesn't mean, even though it says Rasha, doesn't mean Rasha, it means Ruba. Now, the Gemara, forgetting what the Gemara is going to now say, so what's the Chiddush and what's the point of it? The Gemara is for listening Rubai. The Gemara says, Bidinu Dibayla Misti Rubai, but I did only miss the Sefer Ben Tishesh Yetzer Rasha Meis. Since the Sefer Dafka is talking about the head, Time of the Yetzer Roy, or Rasha Meis, or Rasha Chai Bachar Vulnachla, Nami Lav, Tana Rasha Rasha. This whole Sigma Nagamora only makes sense if the Reish's din doesn't clearly imply a false halach that you find in Gan Shas. Toni Reish Lagluye Sefer. But the Gemara will always ask, Toni Reish Mulsa the Sasra Lele Sefer. See, here it's not Sasra Lele Sefer, it's Sasra Lahalach. Here, Lachar, the Mishnah saying a din, which is not emes. It's not emes. Because how in the world could we read the Mishnah and say it's la halacha according to Shmuel? It says Yotzer Rosh Emes. It's clearly that l'chayra, it's clearly Rosh Echai. You could say, well, it's lav dafka. But you can't say it's lav dafka because it says Rosh, if it's a Rosh, it says Rosh Emes. Says clearly. So Rosh Emes means Rosh Emes. So it doesn't make sense to say that this is Tana L'Gluya Sefer. Agav the Sefer said in the Reish. Because this is a din that's Keneged Halach. It's Keneged Halach. And the whole Hemshech HaGemara, the Gemara is only going through what's it teaching you. There's no Chiddush in it. There's no Chiddush in it. It's Mamish. So we're going to see later in Machlekes, if the head minus the head is not considered a leder for Bechor, which means what happens if roi of the body comes out from the feet? Okay, positively, right, that's a leder called her kula. If a body comes out, feet first, whole body, the head is still in the womb. It's no machlekes. That's a leder l'chola terkul. For bechayra, we'll see from Sfas Emes. I don't know if the Elam already saw it. And there's Lirit Al Gazi. There's a Brisker Rav. That for bechayra potentially, even if the entire body comes out without the head, it may be considered nothing. Meaning, envision the whole body comes out except for the head. Then the body goes back in. and then the other one comes out. Okay? A second twin comes out. Is that twin a Bechor or Nachla? The first twin, L'chor, is not a Bechor or Nachla because there was no Yakir. Nothing came out. Not the forehead came out. Nothing of the head came out. Just the body. The entire body minus the head came out. It's a lady. It's not a Bechor. Bechor l'nachlo, you need to be yaker. The father has to recognize him as the Bechor. And if the entire head is in the womb, there's no yaker. So that child could have not a Bechor. What? Talking about nachlo. Talking about nachlo. We're not talking about for anything else. Talking about for nachlo. For nachlo, there's an added halacha that he has to be yaker. And if no part of the head came out, there's no yaker. There's no machlekes on that.
Yakir, feet, hands.
No. Yakir has to be a koras pan. So machlekes on meroyim we're going to have if it's the forehead or the face. Rabbi Yechanan holds. That's the machlekes. Rabbi Yechanan Yishlokes. If the face is required for Yakir. If you need the face for Yakir. So Yishlokes says no. Rabbi Yechanan says yes. That the forehead is enough for Yakir. But for sure, if none of the head came out, there is no yakir. Now, what would be the halacha now of the next one that comes out? There's a briskarov. I don't saw the briskarov. There's a briskarov shayla. Briskarov has a tzad to say that even if there's no yakir on the first one, neither one would be a b'chol. Potentially. But there are those who argue with the briskarov and hold that until the head comes out, Lagabi Hilchas Bechoira, it's the first Yakir that comes out. So we find the Marshal Yotze Doifin is not a Bechor, which is one of the highest the Briskarov has. Yotze Doifin is not a Bechor, right? He's not a Petarechim. The Bo'achrov is also not a Bechor. Because he came after him. Right? He came after, he's the second, after a lady. He's the second one. So that's the tzad to say that Lamaisa, if the legs came out and the body, minus the head, Lamaisa, the second one, is also not a b'chol. He's yakir, but he's not a b'chol. Ki yas ha-b'chol yakir. You need two things. You need it should be a b'chol, you need it should be yakir. So potentially, what I'm suggesting that we're going to have to get back to this. But potentially, we could say that the reason why it chapped on to Roisha, even though Ruba is the Ikea, is because it said Roisha, because Roisha is the only part that's relevant for the Ba'achav. If it would have said Ruba, it wouldn't have taught me anything yet, potentially. Because you need Roisha. Even in the best case scenario, you need Roisha to eliminate the next one. So we're going to leave that on hold. I'm just suggesting the kasha. Says the Gemara, time of the Roisha Mei, so you to Ho Roisha Chai, Abraha Vonach Vonami Lohan. So the Gemara, Tona Roisha Nami Roisha Mei Kamash Vonach. What's the Chiddush Bechlal? What is the Chiddush? What do you tell me? Elamai, the kivan the mapik leireish, you have a leileide. That ordinarily, the head is a leide. That's the chiddush. That is the chiddush itself. Says the Gemara Tanina, it's a mishnah. Choytzi roishai, afa pishich zira reze ki yolot. This will be the halacha from Ben Pekui. Right? That if the behemoth had a vlad that stuck its head out and then went back in, you shechted the mother, the Vlad is not mutter of Ben Pekua, because it was already born. Says the Gemara v'chitem ashmina behemah v'kamashmon odom. We need both behemah and odom. The odom is behemah lo yolof, the avalei puzdo, plus le puzdo. By behemah we could say it's more opened. There's no birthing channel. It's right there. The child comes right out. You see it. There's no legs burying the mokum leder. So it's what we call a leida mefuras. It's an open leida. It's an open leida. So there you could say it's considered a leida. Mashing it by an other, maybe not. Yitzias choish is not enough because it's still covered by the legs of the woman. Says the Gemara, behema may odom lo yalfa mishum duchoshev pasav ponim dide. Because by a person, the face is more choshev. And therefore, you wouldn't be able to learn the face of a behemoth from the face of an adam. Hotanina, yotza kedalka. If it's yotza kedalka, if the uber came out kedalka, yotza roiv roish veiz achi yotza roiv roisha veiz roiv roisha. Misha teitzei padachta. It says clearly that the padachas is considered later. It's to yufta the shmuel. We don't need the mishnah to teach us that chiddush. We have a mishnah. Something more to yufta. L'chayot tepich. Omer Reish Lakish. Padachas peteras b'chol mokem. The forehead is considered the head. The forehead comes out even though the face, the facial part of the head didn't come out. That's considered a lady. Chutz min ha-nachal. Except for nachal. By nachal, the halacha is that if the first one only took out his padachas, the second one is a b'chol. It's a chiddush from. This is a Rashi's Tosefos. Okay? This is a Rashi's Tosefos. Rashi is telling us, seems to be saying, that Reish Lakish holds the forehead as a leidah for Kol HaTerekul. The upper part of the head comes out, it's born. Kol HaTerekul. For b'chol, there's an added din called Yakir. But Rashi seems to be saying a gevaldik chiddush. Rashi is saying that now the next one is a b'chol. That's a tremendous chiddush. Why don't we say, you know what? Neither is a b'chol. First one is not a b'chol because he's missing Yakir. The second one is not a b'chol because he was born twice. After all, Reish Lakish agrees that the birth certificate can already be printed in halacha. And if this happened on Shabbos, so the bris will be next week on Shabbos. Somebody just texted me a shayla this morning, a rav from Pesach. The baby was born ben Hashemosh, as he won't know. The Rabbi the Bris. So, if this padachas came out on Shabbos, Bitzume Shel Yoyim, it's born. The next week, the body could have gone in and then it could have came out Motzei Shabbos. The Bris is going to be next Shabbos. Right? Because he's born. So the halachic birth certificate says he was born at 5 o'clock. 6 o'clock, his brother came out. Okay? His brother's bris is going to be on Sunday. Okay? So the two twins came out. One of them stuck his forehead out at 5 o'clock, right before Shkia. Okay? The other one stuck his head out at 6 o'clock by Malav HaMalkeh. But the one that stuck out at 6 o'clock came out then completely. 7 o'clock, the kid brother, who's really the older brother, comes out 7 o'clock. Okay? The second brother's bris is going to be on Shabbos, and the first brother's bris is going to be on Sunday. Because Lahalocha, the second brother, Lahalocha, came out of it. So the halachic birth certificate says, Zeh Yotzorish. He's the first, he's the second. So Lachaira, what does it help me that the second son, his face came out first? He's not a b'chol. What does that do? Shouldn't do anything. This is the Marafi Zikr. But that's what Rashi tells us. For some reason, Rashi says this, and it's very difficult. And that's the whole Briskerov, where the Briskerov wants to say maybe the Rambam agrees to Rashi, maybe disagrees to Rashi. But say something. So you have to know, this is what Reish Lakish says. Now, potentially, Rabbi Yechanan could actually hold that it's not enough, but it's enough to cancel the next breath. Exactly the argument we're making now. The argument we're making on Reish Lakish could really be the position of Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan comes, Rabbi Yechanan says, Afilu l'nachala. Even for Nach. Now, The statement alone, I'm not going into the, what the Rishonim say, Rashi, the Rambam, the statement alone would allow us to say that Rav Yechanan agrees Yakir really is only if the whole face comes out. Okay? And a B'chol and Achla, you're not until the whole face comes out. But the first brother Cain was born. So the second brother can't be a B'chol. He's number two. Number two can't be number one. He can have a Shtreimel of Yakir. He can have three Shtreimel of Yakir. He can have a Spodik of Yakir. I don't care what kind of great Yakir he is. He's not a B'chol. I mean, it's so simple. Right? I have a Raya. Forget Rashi and Rambam. I have a Raya. The Gemara Mish doesn't go out. Because what's the Gemara asking Kashas? The Gemara starts asking Rabbi Yechanan. What do you mean? We see from other Mishnayos and the Yakir. Yeah, Ahin and I have the Gemara also where the Yakir, whether the without the facial, without seeing the face, right? Whether that alone is enough to be able to recognize somebody. The Gemara goes into Hilchos Eidos. Okay, which there's a Veltah Kashas on the Gemara. But I'm just asking you simple. If the Gemara was learning the way we're learning, the Gemara would have no kasha b'chol. Rabbi Yechanan never said that you recognize anything. He never ever said that the first one is a yakir. He's just an aflin yinachalo. Aflin yinachalo, this is called born, and the male in the second one is not a b'chol. The male in the second one is not a b'chol. Zok the Gemara. Fine. Let's look at the Lashon HaRambam. Rambam says, when Rambam brings down his din, B'chol shanei lalach ha-misas oviv, ein enot el pishnayim, shanema ve-yehoya b'yeh manchilo yezbonov, ki yesa b'chol ben asnu yakim, v'im yotzo padachto y'b'chayi oviv, אף על פי שלא יוצא קורוי של האוויר או אלו, אלו לאח המיסס אוביב, הרי זה נויט על פי שניים. So the Rambam says clear that according to Rabbi Yechanan, not only is the Yotze Padachas enough to cancel the next one, but it's enough to award the first one. Now again, where did Rambam get it from? Uchayr from the sugya, because the sugya now says, "Padachas pateras b'chol mokum chutznam omrei shlokish." Padachas is afil na b'chol mokum lasuya mai. Says the Gemara, "Lasuya the tonu rabbanu ki yeger sheyotza padachta padachas v'yolda b'yosef nochris." She the vlad came out while she was a goyvach kach nizgaygo, and then she was misgayas, then the Vlad emerged. Because the baby was already born while she was a goy. So she doesn't have any of the consequences of a Jew giving birth. How could Rabbi Yechanan say what he does? Yakir zu akoras ponim. Vezu akoras ponim. Parts of ponim in machet. So first of all, first question of the Gemara, that is mashma, that you have to mamish have everything. The Gemara says no raya. Doesn't mean the choytim. Sounds like you need to have the nose included, which means the face. Says the Gemara no. Could be it means ad achoytim. Nishke raya. Ad achoytim. Says the Gemara. Now again, this already is a raya. It's already a raya that the Gemara is understanding that according to Yechanan, not only is the next one not a b'chol, but that this one is, because otherwise the Gemara would have no kasha. This price is just qualifying what you need in order to be awarded a b'chol. This price is not counting or listing what you need to be awarded, what you need to take away the b'chol from the next one. That could be the padachas is enough. And all the b'risa means is that in order for you to get the Yishnayim, you need to have your nose came emerge. So Gemara says, fine, that's that. Toshma, ein miyidim al parts el al parts of ponim in machoitim. This is mamish a plea. Gemara says, ein miyidim al parts of ponim machoitim. This is tam a plea. First of all, like I said, the Gemara is just continuing to go and bring rayas to what we said, which is that, see, the first raya the Gemara brought clearly is mashma that the Gemara is learning, like Rashi, which is that Rabbi Yechanan is not only saying that the fard is enough to cancel the next brother, that he's not a b'chol, but Rabbi Yechanan is saying the first one is a b'chol. But this raya I would still be able to dray till we get to this raya of the Gemara. First raya is simple. First raya the Gemara is bringing is that the fact that the Braisa used such a lashon, what's Yakim, and the Braisa just said parts of Panam and Machoitim, and it didn't say Bamedvar Mamurim, it's, we're talking about in order to get Bechor, but to cancel Bechor, it's enough. The stumble lashon of the Braisa is mashma that till the nose comes out, we don't look at it. So meaning, although I'm telling you that my Shmoyis of the Gemara is like Rashi, that according to Rav Yechanan, the next one is not going to be, not only is the next one not going to be a b'chol, but the first one is going to be a b'chol, one would be able to argue still at this point and say that since the Braisa said stoma, this is Yaakov Agabi b'chol, and didn't make a distinction, and said, Bamedvar Mamurim, that for it to be a b'chol, but for the next one not to be a b'chol, it's enough if the Padachas came out, the Gemara held that's a diak. But now the Gemara goes to a new place, which is a plea, even if you learn like Rashi. The Gemara says, Toshma, ein miidim el al parts of poit ponim im achoitim. Finished. This means that if you have to be made on a woman on a guna to say that she's no longer an ashesish, you could be made on this woman only if you see also the nose. But if the nose was distorted, there's no yakim. You can't say hey, this is her husband. That's the. So what the Gemara mean to ask? The Gemara is saying, so you see that you can't be makir upon him without the chayt. What is your kasha? At this point in the Gemara, what was the Gemara thinking? Forgetting Gemara's teretz. The Gemara is not going to go to another guy. Toshma patachas play parts upon a parts upon a play patachas. Finally, the Gemara concludes. The Gemara says, Shani here to see the Ishadach Mukhibarab. The Gemara goes, what did the Gemara think until now? I want to ask you a shot. What did the Gemara think until now? The Gemara thought that according to Rav Yechanan, you could recognize a forehead, take 1,000 fathers, bring them to the hospital, let them see their son's forehead, put the baby then in a nursery. I mean, I could tell you that when my children are born, when I see the whole body and I hold the baby for an hour and then they put him in the nursery. I don't tell my wife, but you could tell me that's it, you could tell me that's it. Yeah. Take a thousand, well, the Gemara has to bring a raya. Take 1,000 people and you'll see not one father will recognize the farm. Nothing to do with Adris. Nobody can give a positive identity from a farm. You bring a guy. Obviously, Rabbi Yechanan is saying that the level of yakar that's required for Bechayra means he had to come into contact with this child. And seeing the child, I mean, what would be if the, let me say a different child, the whole head came out. But granted, he was full of blood. Couldn't see anything. The baby was full of blood, like they come out sometimes. Totally full of blood. The baby came out full of blood. His whole face, everything was blood. One big blubber. You saw nothing but blood. The father never has a heart attack, he dies. They wash the baby down. Would somebody say, Svelten Yakir? The father saw nothing. Nobody saw anything. The baby came out. Elamai, Yakia is a shear of connection that the father had with this child. He already saw this child. Doesn't have to identify the child. He has to see the child. Okay? Now the question is what's called seeing the child. So Rav Yochanan says simply, if the father is called a leida, he saw his child. He came into contact with his son. Does he recognize him? No, he doesn't have to. Where does it say he has to recognize him?
Well, the word yakia.
Oh, so the shayla machlokes Rav Yochanan Shlokish Lachera is not an edus. Machlokes is what does the word yakia mean? Even Rav Shlokish agrees that if the face was covered with blood and the father didn't see the face, he never saw the face, the father wasn't in the country, the mother was locked up. I can give you 1,000 examples where it was not shaykh for the father to see his son. It's okay, it's just Yaakov is a din, it's not a mitzis. So B'Yechanan is saying, the din from Yaakov is padachas. How could have the Gemara even thought otherwise? The Gemara at the end now goes through a whole struggle. Edis Isha, Niachmiru Barabbanon, Yachmiru Barabbanon, Ishtachmiru Barabbanon. What's going on? Rabbi Yechon is saying a simple thing. How much of this child do you have to be makir? Rabbi Yechon is saying, it's enough that you saw your child. What's called seeing your child? His forehead. That's called seeing him, because that's called a leder. One could argue that Yakir would need Ruba. I mean, that also would be Shem. Yakir means you have to see Roy of the body. A head is called a leder. Head is called a leder for Kol HaTorah. But maybe the FC the body. No, that not. Rishlok is draws the line by the nose. This part comes out. That's called Yaakov. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, this part's enough. Why is the Gemara now going to Edus? What's that have to do with Edus? She have nothing to do with Edus. This is Mamisha Pliya. I grab a hold of Tzchoda B'choda M'taretzta. One will be answered with the other. Our first kasha, second kasha, one will be answered with the other. I'm just saying, the Shigrid Elishna of the Gemara is very difficult to understand. What was the Gemara thinking? Didn't the Gemara know that Rav Yechanan is not talking about Edus? The Gemara doesn't have a meaning what? That Rav Yechanan is talking about Edus? Obviously not. So what was the Gemara thinking, B'chla? What was the Gemara thinking? Very, very, very difficult. Now, the Sfasem is by us. Wants to say a chiddush that really there's no real tiyufta. The Gemara brought a tiyufta. The Gemara started with a tiyufta on Rish Lakish. In other words, before the Gemara started with Rebbe and Rish Lakish, the Gemara started with a tiyufta on Shmuel. That Shmuel started off the whole sugya by saying, Roishai, Rubai, and he said that Kol Hashem Nishmas Chayim Ba'apov, and then we went to the Pircha, what's the Chiddush? The whole Chiddush is that the head is enough. And then the Gemara says, that can't be a Chiddush. We already know that. Right? That was the whole Hemshech HaGemara. We already know it's a Leida. It's a post to Kasha. Fiktus Fasemes. It's a Machlekes of Yechon Yish Lokesh. Tamua. If Shalom the Bemis Tamua Lashana Gemara. Hanami Tanina, a little Shlokish, Tama Basak and Nakhil, Mahani Padakas, Kenoko Koloshe Davke, Vlav Davke Ruba. You need the whole head to come out. The Gemara said there's no Chiddush in Shmuel. Because according to Shmuel, the only Chiddush in the Mishnah is that the whole head came out. We already know that. In fact, this Fasemis, it's not true. Because Lagabi laid the Kalatera Kula, Padachas is enough. And Lagabi Bukhari, you need the whole head to come out. Rave the head to come out. Rave the face to come out. And so what was the Gemara's whole kasha? The Gemara asked, according to Shmuel, there's no Chiddush in the Mishnah, because we already know that the head is measured for later. What do you mean? We don't know that. There's a significant difference between Bukhara of Nachala and the Bukhar of Kol HaTorah Kula. Kol HaTorah Kula Padachas is enough. And for Bukhari, you need the faith. So if it's Fasemes, and if it's Fasemes like this, Zoktus Fasemes, and Ken HaKoch HaRutzuch HaMisni, HaKoch HaDeroish HaSagit, Zoktev Lochen Yeshleima, Tagamor Da'omu Tiyufte, Mishim Desfir Lek Rabi Echad, Padachas Nami Mahani Lanachal, Kedekai Malanach, Af Shmuel Ba'atz Misona, Kedesh Logish, Tebenachal Eloi Mahani Padachas, Fully have it to you. L'cher it's mamish a plea, the whole thing from beginning to end, even as far as some of says. First of all, to say that the Gemara is making it to you, where do we find such a thing in Shas? You shlug up one Amor because of another Amor. There's a machlek is very shlug. In fact, the Gemara brought many Mishnayas that are mashma like shlug. The end is the Gemara gave etzes, adachaitim, shani etzes isha. The Gemara gave all kinds of etzes. So now what's the Sfasama saying? That the Gemara left it to Yufta and Shmuel because the Gemara holds La Locha like of Yechna? So the Gemara is slugging up Shmuel from a Mishnah? The Gemara didn't slug Rish Lakish up from a Mishnah. The Gemara is slugging up Shmuel from a Mishnah? The Gemara didn't slug up Rish Lakish from a Mishnah. The Gemara Adarabba, the Gemara brought support from many Mishnayas and to Rish Lakish's din. The Gemara only bedarchik canceled those lines. So what's the Gemara shlugging up? I don't begin to understand this Fasemes that he's saying that the Gemara holds like a Yechanan, and therefore the Gemara shlugged up Shmuel. Hey, Chametzinu Dovah Kazeh. Especially since Rish Lakish is not blightment that you in the Gemara either. It's Koma V'gam Nitzava Rish Lakish Shishita. Rish Lakish Shishita is standing in the base medrash as a viable shita. With Kvada we pass in Kaimel and Kabyecha. Kvada. Rish Lakish. So now what? Shmuel? We don't pass like Shmuel by Yisav Eder anyway. Kaimel and Kishmuel Bedini. Karav Bisuri. Right? So, we don't pass like Shmuel anyway. We don't have to be making Shmuel Ali B'dehuchas. We don't pass like Shmuel. So you're slugging up Shmuel from a Mishnah because we hold like a Bechel? That's number one. Number two, I don't understand. So then according to Shmuel, when our Mishnah says Roshay, right, what does it mean? Padachta? What does it mean? In other words, what do you want to tell me? We hold Taka, Sfasem is saying Shmuel, Taka holds like Rish Lakish. And that's the Chiddush in the Mishnah. And we hold like a Yechon. Because the way we hold, we ask the Kasha and Shmuel. So forgetting that that's a plea, that's Nekaba. Understand? So Shmuel, let's say Shmuel holds like Rish Lakish. Let's say Shmuel holds like a Yechon. Once you're telling me that Rish Lakish Shita exists, so now even if the Mishnah would be talking about Padachta, it would also be a Chiddush. Lafukei Rish Lakish. You can't say Honami Tanina. There's two ways to learn our Mishnah. Either our Mishnah means Padachta, or our Mishnah means the face too. Right? So Sfasemis is asking, the Gemara said, there's no Chiddush in our Mishnah, according to Shmuel. There's no Chiddush in our Mishnah, because we already know that the head is a lady. Ask the Sfasemis when there is a Chiddush. Because Rish Lakish says you need the face. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. When our Mishnah says Reshe, it doesn't mean the head. It means the face. So Sfasemis says, you're right. You should know Taka, Shmuel, Taka holds like that. You think Shmuel is against the Mishnah? Shmuel is with the Mishnah. Shmuel, Taka holds like Rish Lakish. That's why Agamar slug him up. Because Agamar holds like a Bechim. Would you ever find such a thing in Shas? Shlug him up because he holds like that. We don't hold him? Okay. Nekaba. Understand? Let's go the other way. Maybe, so you're saying we hold like a Bechim, right? But there is a Shita called Rish Lakish. And we have to schwitz a whole omit of Gemara to debate whether the halach is like Rish Lakish, halach is like a Bechim. Rise from Mishnah is like this, rise from Mishnah is like that. According to a Bechim, what's our Mishnah saying? Roshay? That it's Roshay of Kol HaTorah Kula. Just like Kol HaTerkuz Padachas, over here it's Padachas. So that's also a landslide Chiddush. That's a landslide Chiddush. Because Roshi of Kol HaTerkula is not the same Roshi that it is L'Gabi B'chayim. That's a huge Chiddush. And still over here, so what I'm trying to say is, even if Shmuel would hold like a B'yech, it wouldn't be a Pircha on Shmuel. Because that would be the Chiddush. Dos Alein is a Chiddush. That's the Pella. I feel... So I see that the Sfasemis is Kasha here. I don't see a way to get around the Kasha. He wants to say the Emes is that Shmuel Takaho Klap Ishmaya. Shmuel holds like a Rish Lakish, and that's why Shmuel Takanos deal with the Mishnah. And that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that here you don't, the head is not enough. Padachas, you need the faith. Okay. He says, and the reason why we hold it's a Pirchas, because we hold like a Yechanan, so the way we, from our vantage point, there's a Mishnah not like Shmuel. From Shmuel's vantage point, there's no Mishnah not like Shmuel, because Shmuel holds like a Rish Lakish. From our vantage point, we hold like a Yechanan, so from our vantage point, there's a Mishnah not like him. That's basically Sfasemis' approach. So I'm saying is, Naniach that the Allah is like a B'yechen. We pass like a B'yechen. The B'yechen is Echet Maskin. That is a Tzad not like him. He's just saying, I'm being Mechadish, that even though normally I correspond him is the face, over here Padachas is enough. Okay, that's a huge Chiddush. That's a huge Chiddush. That's what I'm saying. Not Shmuel.
The Mishnah says
Rosho, right? The Sfasemis is saying, what does Rosho mean? Simply, Rosho means what it means in Kol HaTerekula. Just the opposite. If the Mishnah really holds, you need to... Really, I'll tell you something else. Really, I'll tell you a different thing. Nothing to do with Shmuel. Nothing to do with Shmuel. You can ask on Rosh Lakish. Why did the Mishnah say Panov? Why did the Mishnah say Rosh? It's in Kol HaTerekula. Nothing to do with Shmuel. Zev. Nothing to do with Shmuel. Nothing to do with Shmuel. Nothing to do with Shmuel. The Mishnah should have said. So that has to be resolved regardless. Why wasn't the Mishnah specific? What the Sfasemis is saying is 100%, right? That according to Rabbi Yechanan, when the Mishnah says Roshay for Bukhari, it means the face. Right? It means the forehead. And when the Mishnah says Roshay according to Rish Lakish, it means the face. That's for sure. That's nothing to do with our Gemara. That's for sure. And that's what Sfasemis says. That has nothing to do with the Machlokes of Shmuel or not Shmuel. That's Tam. Right? So Tam Akash, I want to ask you. So why did the Mishnah say the Teretz is, each respective opinion would answer the question very simply. Okay? Rabbi Yechanan would say, the Mishnah didn't have to say it means only Padachas, because that's what it means in Kol HaTerekula. That's the meaning of the word Padachas. Rabbi Yechanan, Rish Lakish would say, the Mishnah said you need Yakir. And Yakir in Kol HaTerekula is Panim. So each respective opinion would say that their view is read into the Mishnah. That the, put it this way, each one would say that the Mishnah would have to specify if it would be not like that. That would be the way they would explain it. Because either way, the Mishnah did not explain whether it's only the forehead or also the face. The Mishnah didn't explain it. Each respective opinion will have to say that their view is in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah would have had to say otherwise. Okay, the Mishnah would have had to say otherwise. Either, so now, if we accept that as such, so either way, there's a huge chiddush in the Mishnah. The Mishnah came to say, there's din. Either there's a new din of Yakir, or even with the din, in spite of the din Yakir, Padachas is enough. So then I don't understand. So what's the kasha? What's the pshit? It shouldn't make a difference who you hold like. If you're like a Be'echanim, or if you're like a Rish Lakish, either way, the Mishnah is saying a Chiddush. And that L'chor is not answerable. It's not answerable. Okay, we'll have to continue next week.